and the opening night saw an excellent set from local band Medea, made up of Adele, Mary and Lynn. And I spoke to Mary about the band and how it had emerged from Playground Psychotic in the middle of last year.
There was two guys and three girls in the band at that time, so we kicked the boys to the curb and we decided to keep going as Medea, just the three of us. Our live standards were not as heavy as we used to be in Playground Psychotic. It's a more melodic, sparse approach. It's very much based on the harmonies and the lines between the guitar and the bass, and also then we've two vocals usually in a lot of the songs. So it's quite a, I suppose, a more complex sound than it used to be, and also still quite rocky. You know, we're certainly not a quiet band. We're not really this kind of band that, you know, you sit and bring your own stool and you sit in the corner to see anyway.
I wanted to ask Mary, as a band composer, three women, with all the notions that attach to that in many, many people's minds, what's been your actual experience on the music scene?
There's definitely a kind of a thing that happens to people when they see three girls and they make a certain assumption, or they just get very lazy about it, and you're automatically kind of written off as, you know, well, girls with guitars, riot girl. And, you know, we're not particularly riot girl in terms of sound, and it does kind of annoy me sometimes that, you know, whereas people dig a bit deeper with, you know, looking for comparisons for bands that, you know, would have two guys maybe and one girl, or three guys or whatever, you know. They don't seem to bother with girls. It's more just like, oh yeah, you sound right, girl, kind of thing. And we've also, you know, we've come up against other assumptions here. Like recently, the last interview that we did, we got asked how it felt basically to be in a chick band, and you know, things like that. I don't think anyone goes around asking all male bands how it feels to be in a boy band. So that can get really annoying after a while. Just the whole kind of, as I say, the whole laziness of the thing, you know, not actually bothering to take time and consider you as just being a band in your own right as opposed to just saying your gender.
You played on the first night of the Ladyfest event recently. How was it that you became involved in that?
Well, we've known a lot of the girls who were involved in organising the festival for, you know, quite a while, just through the various, I suppose, nights that are organised in the music scene, various different gigs and message boards for it. So it wasn't just a case of that we were told about it and, you know, asked if we'd like to play, and we were, you know, going, oh, well, what is it? From the very start, we're like, oh, we want to play it. Ladyfest is coming to Ireland, you know, we really want to play it.
Sure, and I know you were around on the Saturday and Sunday as well. Any particular highlights that you'd want to pull out from that?
The best thing about Ladyfest was just the fact that the entire weekend was the kind of event that sadly doesn't really happen very often, and it was so inclusive, and also the kind of wide range of artists who were actually playing at the festival meant that, you know, you had people there who really liked electronic music and punk music, and then more, you know, sort of indie rock music as well, which and it was great because it meant that people who ordinarily wouldn't have seen you were there at the gig, and also you got to see bands that you probably wouldn't have seen.
You've been recording an album. How's that progressing?
What we've done so far is that we've laid down all the instrumental tracks, so we just have to go back in now and do the vocals, and we're hoping that we get those done before Christmas so the album can be released sometime early in 2005.
Well, I shall very, very much look forward to that and to seeing you play live. Thank you very much for coming on the show.